We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody. Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. If you'd like to get more involved in the conversation, check out our Facebook group at Social Capital Network, a community of trust, reciprocity, and relationships. Social Capital Podcast is sponsored by Keystone Click, a strategic digital marketing agency hosting bi-weekly educational webinars. Check out more at keystoneclick.com/webinars. If you haven't already, definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. I love connecting with my listeners. Just look for Lori J. Hybe. All right, today's guest is Valerie Weber. After almost 30 years with Monofrax, Valerie has progressed from clerk to marketing manager. She's just beginning to network and has found that last year of virtual networking meetings and webinars to be the perfect place to start. Just don't ask her to attend a speed networking event. All right, Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I'm curious why you're not interested in the speed networking event before we go into some other fun, meaty questions.
Speed networking is sort of my worst nightmare, I think. it's the business version of speed dating. And I'm just like, oh, this is so bad. And especially for someone who's an introvert that likes to have a few moments to think before they answer on anything.
Sure.
The pressure is a little too much.
Yeah, I get that. I enjoy it just because it's like a controlled setting. okay, time to move on to the next one. But I also like the idea of meeting a ton of people at once. I can totally understand that from, you know, being an introvert. But let's switch to Monofrax. What is that? I've never heard of your organization. I'm fascinated that you've been there for close to 30 years.
The short, boring answer is that we are a manufacturer of fused cast refractories. The more interesting answer is that we are a foundry that does not pour steel. We pour artificial stone.
Wow, that is fascinating. I've never even heard of that. So what exactly is artificial stone then? Can you elaborate?
Artificial stone is, first of all, we're at twice the temperature of lava, which we think is really cool.
Oh.
And we're pouring blocks that are to be used for the linings of glass furnaces and metal furnaces.
Wow. I'm blown away by this. So who's your buyer then? Who's buying from you?
Predominantly our customers are the glass industry, light steel, light metal. We've also been used for nuclear vitrification. And of course, the other things all escape me right now. But
wow. So you've got a global presence, correct?
We have a global presence. We've been selling worldwide for at least 30 years.
Wow. That's awesome. Really fascinating what it is that you're doing. So your role, you started as a clerk and now you're wearing the hat of marketing manager. What's it like coming into a marketing role without any experience in that space?
A little frightening because I have no background and no experience, but on the other hand, I consider it a huge advantage because if I'd taken marketing 30 years ago in college, things have changed so much since then that I'm looking at it with fresh eyes. Nothing is out of the question and I'm just willing to throw myself into it completely.
It's awesome. It seems like it, if you're jumping into different webinars and networking and just really trying to get a grasp on what's happening and how to get your message out there. What's your biggest challenge that you faced, do you think, in moving into this role?
The biggest challenge has been the organization, marketing strategy and plans, all of those things that I probably would have learned if I'd studied in college. The rest of it, the writing for social media and articles for industry magazines, those things come a lot easier.
Sure. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Definitely happy to educate as much as possible on those things. But this is a good time for a quick message from our sponsor.
Social Capital is sponsored by Keystone Click. Located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Keystone Click is a strategic digital marketing agency focused on helping their clients generate and nurture opportunities online. For Social Capital listeners, they've created an awesome Guide to Profits booklet featuring 42 tips on how to build brand awareness, generate leads, and nurture those opportunities online. Visit KeystoneClick.com/profits to download your own guide today.
Valerie, as you're diving into this world of networking, I imagine that there is some level of fear or hesitation, uncertainty, but my goal is to really alleviate that. So can you help me do that by sharing with our listeners one of your most successful or favorite networking experiences that you've had?
Probably my favorite is when this all started, and I can either blame or credit Kurt Anderson for all of this.
He's a rock star.
I know he's been a guest on your podcast. I attended a Manufacturing Marketing World conference back in 2019, sat in the center of the room, and this gentleman comes and sits next to me and starts a conversation, and he's as energetic as always. He's the biggest cheerleader for manufacturing. And that's where it all started. I started talking to him. And then when he started his manufacturing e-commerce success series, I started attending that. And I started networking with the people that were also in that attending. And it sort of just started rolling from there.
You've made some amazing connections. Yeah, Kurt has definitely been a hub of many connections in my network right now. And he's definitely a rock star. He knows how to do it right. And he just produces value nonstop, which is amazing. So as you continue to connect and meet with new people, how do you best nurture these relationships that you're creating?
I'm probably not really good at the nurturing part. I'm better at the connecting part because I go to a webinar. And if it's one that's weekly or bi-weekly, if I consistently go, I get to the point where I recognize the other people in the room. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier to go down the chat list look at the people in the gallery and go, oh, okay, I need to connect with this person. And then I can write them a quick message in LinkedIn and say, hey, I see you're attending the same webinar. So I already have my script prepared because we're doing something together at the same time. We have the same interest, and it just makes it a whole lot easier to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one of the things that really resonates with me is the consistency of attending. And that's the best way to remind people that you exist and about your offering. I love that you send a little note to, ready to go note saying, hey, looks like we're in the same webinar. Excited to be at this event with you. Well done.
Oh, yes. And the consistency also helps make it easier, because after you've seen the same people in the same webinar on a weekly basis for a month or so, they're a lot more familiar, and it's not quite so frightening to go, hey, you want to connect just because I've seen your name here?
Yeah, totally. So what advice would you offer that business professional who's really looking to grow their network?
Probably to do something very similar, where you're going to a webinar series or something else like that, where on a consistent basis, you're seeing the same people and you can start to come up with a list of who looks interesting, who can help you, which is my primary reason for networking, because since I'm new to marketing, I'm looking for all the people that I can that are experts, because I figure, why not learn from the best?
Absolutely.
And then you'll know who you would be interested in marketing and networking with. And it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that you said that I want to reiterate. I like that you clearly defined your goal. What is it that you're trying to achieve by participating in networking? I think that's really important. And what was the other one? I lost it. I should have wrote it down. It really stuck with me. Well, you're getting clear on what it is that you're trying to achieve. I think that's really important to do. And then just being consistent. And I think that's really important as well. I know what it is now. You're surrounding yourself with those that you aspire to be like by putting yourself in front of other experts. But that's helping you to achieve your goal. And I think that's fantastic. And it's a brilliant piece of advice, is really get clear on what it is that you want to do for your networking purposes.
Yes, because even though our company is 70 years old and I've been here 30 years, this is the first time in those, in our 70 years that we haven't been owned by another refractory company. Hmm. So we like to say that we're a 70-year-old startup.
I love it.
Because we're starting from scratch on all of these things that were handled by other departments, by higher up in the corporation, that we did not have the opportunity to do. And now it's on us and we're having to scramble to learn how to do it. But it's great. We can define our own path this way.
Totally. Define your own path, but even just kind of positioning yourself as a 70-year-old startup, I mean, that triggers a ton of questions right away. There's a great story to be told when you just open with that. I think that's fantastic. Valerie, here's a fun one for you. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what'd you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I think if I went back to my 20-year-old self, I would say take more risks. Don't be quite so afraid of doing things. You're more capable than you think you are.
Love it. I agree. There's too much head clutter going on that's impeding, you know, progress to some extent, but I love that. Take more risks is definitely something that I wish I did when I was at that 20-year-old stage. This one I didn't prepare you for, Valerie, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to interview me. What is something that you'd like to ask me?
What piece of advice would you give someone who's just starting out in marketing?
That is a fantastic question. I think you're doing a lot of the good things by consuming as much information from different sources to help educate you and really find what's best for you from that perspective. But I'd say get clear on what your goals are. What is it that you're trying to achieve within the organization? And then find someone that can support you from either an educational standpoint or whatnot to help you achieve those specific goals. Identify those who you feel are doing the task well, and follow them and engage with them on social media and consume their content. And it's not just about knowledge though, it's about putting things into motion too and taking action. I mean, we can learn all day long, but you've gotta move forward to take action. And that's, I think, a big hurdle I see in marketing. A lot of people wanna just take in the information and the knowledge and they don't necessarily act on it. So you have to move forward. And that's not just marketing, that's any business action item at the end of the day.
That's great advice.
Thank you. All right, so Valerie, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
Oh, obviously LinkedIn.
A great platform, indeed. We will include that information in our show notes. All right, thank you so much for being on the show today, Valerie.
Thank you.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Valerie Weber for taking the time to connect with us. If you haven't already, please connect with me on LinkedIn, and we will see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.